Hi, I'm Treasurer of State Dennis Milligan. I want to talk to you about the Arkansas 529 Education Savings Plan. It's a tool that helps grandparents like me save for their grandchildren's future education. With as little as $10 a month, you can help our next generation and get a state tax deduction.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 Plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, we're about ready to get the second half underway. Mountain Home leading Jacksonville 7-0. And Sonny, other than that last drive by Jacksonville where they got most of the yardage, that was a first half pretty evenly played. I mean, I don't know, Jacksonville went up with a few more yards, but this is an interesting matchup.
It is. You know, we talked about that beforehand. You know, this is like some games you go into in this conference and you feel – that, you know, there's a difference between the two teams athletically, but really it's not here. These two teams are known for their great close games, and no, I don't think we expected anything less tonight.
We're going to see Cardenas kick off again. We saw Tabor go out in the first half with what looked to be an ankle injury.
Yeah, he's back, and he's on the kickoff team.
There he is.
So we have two guys. Yep. We have two kickers within about, you know, 6 or 7 yards of the ball. What will be interesting is the last time we did this was at Nettleton. We went for the onside kick,
right,
and that was the only time that I've seen those two kickers in there at the same time. So trickery could be afoot.
We'll see. Jacksonville gets ready to receive the second half kickoff. And it's that pooch-style kick to the right side.
And they let it bounce.
They did. It's going to bounce inside the 20. And the return, two tackles missed at about the 10-yard line. And the return out near the 20, about the 19-yard line. That's where the Titans will start their first drive of the second half.
That got a little scary after those initial defenders.
Yes.
He got through those guys. But then a great job on the coverage team. You know, we've seen some times in the past where we've let something like that go for a big play, and it's a really good sign to see us make a solid play on special teams.
So the 19-yard line is where the Titans will start their first drive of the second half. Operating left to right, Fortson will get the handoff and pick up about a yard on the play down at the 20-yard line, second and 9 coming up.
Was just feeling for some running room and for a running lane. He didn't have it. Vin Lee got a hand on him, and then Bojay came in and finished it off.
Looking at the defensive ends, Dawson Tabor not in there on defense right now. He was on the kickoff team, though. Second and 9. And it's Fortson again running to the left side, takes on a tackler at the 24, runs him over, and winds up at the 26-yard line. Third and about 4 or so coming up.
Pope was the defender on that play. You know, he took the brunt of the blow, but he didn't let go. He had him. He took him down to the ground, and some guys came in to help finish that off and put him in third and medium.
Third down and about 4 here for the Titans. And Cobbs to pass, screen left side. Bobo makes the catch, has a first down, and he breaks a tackle at the 45-yard line up the right sideline into Mountain Home territory.
That's a loose ball.
They're going to say he was down at the 35-yard line.
That was a great job by Moses Adams to run him down. And Moses is a younger kid that just moved to Mountain Home this year, starting to make his presence felt in the lineup. And after the initial tackle was broken, he was able to run him down and get him by the shoelaces around the ankles and drag him to the ground.
Goes all the way down to the 35-yard line, and now we've got officials' time as Adams will have to come out. He was shaken up making that tackle.
You know, those are the kind of plays that Jacksonville can really hit you hard with and really scare you with, because they've got that speed. If they get two steps, they could take it to the house.
That was a 39-yard pass play. First down to the Mountain Home 35-yard line, and Fortson is going to move the pile. Well, we got a little extracurricular going on after the play, and Adam Sorrells is going to pick up a 15-yard penalty here for pulling the blocking wide receiver to the ground after the play was over.
Yeah, you can't go WWE nowadays and suplex somebody and flip them around on their back. That's part of the safety aspect of the game, that they're just not going to let you get around with that.
So the play goes to about the 31. It was about a 4-yard pickup, but again, this is going to be a personal foul on Mountain Home. And
personal foul,
That's going to be 2 weeks in a row we've seen a personal foul against a defender against Mountain Home after the play was over.
Yeah, and those are the kind of things that we were talking about with Coach Maddox, and he's like, we can't do that. You know, we're in a situation where we have to play great football. You can't help your opponent. And that's what you're really doing when you do something like that, is you're helping your opponent.
First penalty of the night against Mountain Home. So the ball's at the 16-yard line now of Mountain Home. First down for the Titans. 10:22 left third quarter. Just getting the second half underway. Mountain Home leading 7-0. Cobbs rolling to the left. He's going to keep it and run. Turns it upfield at the 15 and takes on a tackler at about the 9, and he's going to be very close to a first down. He's close to the 6-yard line.
That was a great individual effort by Cobbs, and he did a very un-quarterback-like thing. He delivered a blow to our defender.
He did, didn't he? Waiting to see if it's going to be a first down or not, and they're going to say no. So we'll mark him at the 7 with officially a 9-yard pickup.
A little gimpy getting out of there, too.
He was, wasn't he? So second and less than a yard here for the Titans. Their deepest penetration of the night at the 7 of Mountain Home.
Bombers are really going to have to bow their backs here.
Handoff, Fortson running between the guard and tackle left side, and he's going to pick up, I believe, the first down. He's going to be pretty close there at the 6-yard line.
Mountain Home did something there that I haven't seen us do in quite some time. We actually called a run blitz. The linebacker walked it up to the line of scrimmage and just shot through that hole. That's why you saw that play be as tight as it is. And I can't tell. They still haven't marked this as a
now
first
they
down.
Did. They did. They just signaled. Okay. They stopped the clock. They were going to bring the chains out. And the referee took a second look, says, yeah, it's a first down.
But hey, that was a great defensive play to keep it from being just such a short game.
Right.
He didn't get that by yards. He got that by inches.
So first and goal at the 6-yard line now for the Titans. 9.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Bombers up 7-0.
Uh-oh. Two guys came in and three guys tried to go off. We're scrambling to get a defender back on the field.
Bombers bring in the big lineman for this goal line stand. And nicely played by Mountain Home as it's
Ivory was one
Ivory,
of the defenders.
Yes.
Yeah, and he was one of the guys that was going off the field and scrambled back to his defensive end position. He ran harder to get back to his position than he had to run on that play.
It was Cobbs that time that kept it. He's going to lose a yard back at the 7-yard line. So second and goal from the 7 now for the Titans. Continuing to work out of the shotgun. Here's the handoff going to Bobo and the jet sweep to the left side. Bobo trying to find a hole. He's leveled at about the 4-yard line. So it's going to bring up third and goal now for the Titans.
That was Blake Pope that flowed out into the flat there and laid the lick on him to get him stopped at about, what did we say, about the 4-yard line?
Four looks like a 3-yard gain, yes. So third and goal from the 4 now for Jacksonville with 8:16 left in this third quarter. Here's the handoff straight ahead to Fortson, and Fortson is going to be stacked up at about the – oh, he's in for the touchdown. Thought they had him stacked up at the 1, but the official says he's crossing the goal line, and it's a touchdown for Jacksonville.
Coach Brian Maddox is not very happy right now either. He's about 15 yards past the spot he's supposed to be at the 30 and about 8 to 10 yards out on the football field, giving somebody an earful.
Now a two-point conversion coming up for the Titans. They'll have trips to the right side.
Our friends from Jacksonville here in the press box are letting us know that they don't have a kicking game with the place kicker, so they're going for two every time.
So they get the play signaled in from the sideline for the two-point conversion. Jacksonville trying to take the lead with the conversion. Cobbs, design run, flag on the play. He's into the end zone, but let's see what the flag is.
That's in the area of a holding call from the offensive side of the ball from that receiver that was out there blocking Logan Walker.
Were they lined up correctly?
Yeah, I was thinking procedure.
Yeah, that's procedure. What it is. Yep, that's procedure against Jacksonville. That's going to back him up 5 yards for this two-point conversion now. Five penalties for 31 yards now against Jacksonville. Now they have the two-point try from it back at the seven, make it the eight-yard line.
For the things that Jacksonville likes to do, this would is not as dangerous to them as it is, would be for us if we were trying to get to from the eight-yard line.
Right. Now Cobbs to pass, lobs it to the end zone. It's complete. The two-point conversion. Was that McKay, number seven, I believe? It's kind of tough to see.
11.
The 11. That's Palmer that makes the catch for the two-point conversion. So Jacksonville has taken the lead 8-7 with 8:03 left in this third quarter. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
8:03 left in this third quarter. Jacksonville has taken the lead as they take the opening kickoff of the second half and get a touchdown. They go 81 yards with the drive. Fortune with a four-yard touchdown run. Then the two-point conversion pass to Palmer. Here's the kick taken by Rick at the 49. And, boy, that was not a pretty one. We've seen two odd-looking kicks 2 weeks in a row now. And
that was effective as an onside kick, but I don't know if that's what he meant to do. But we'll take the great field position. Trace Rick did a good job of snagging that ball. You know, we saw Dylan Pasch a few weeks ago, another tight end slash lineman who showed some really good hands in covering those kicks. And he had a little better chance to grab this one than the wacky thing that we saw last
week.
This was not off the side of the foot. He just kicked the top of the football.
So Rick with his good hands, the Mountain Home has the ball at their own 49-yard line now.
We really need an answer here on this drive. I need to move the ball, keep the ball out of their hands. You know, we've been in this rut where we've not played well in third quarters this season, so we need to see something good happen tonight.
Handoff is to Gross right side. Gross breaks that line of scrimmage, has a first down run inside the 40 of Jacksonville, down to about the 38-yard line.
Boy, it was the last man in the secondary that got him, or that could have went to the house. And it's good to see Gross to get in. He didn't get any carries in the first half. Let's see what he can do and see how he can change this offense up in the second half.
Picks up 12 on that play. Sixth first down of the night for Mountain Home. Jacksonville has 9 so far.
Brad, that's the one thing that we're missing now that we've seen Bryce McKay get hurt this year. We just don't have a guy that you look at and say, this guy's got speed that can change the ball game, or this guy can take it to the house.
Yep.
Gross has that potential. He's still just finding his way back, and once he gets into a groove, I really think he can do some good things.
First down, Mountain Home at the 39 of Jacksonville, and this one is handed off straight ahead and
another scrum situation.
Yep.
Beshears.
Good for about
carry.
A 2.5-yard gain, though. Remember to mark him at the 37, officially a gain of 2.
It's a good spot, you know, because it got to a stalemate, and he actually started backwards, and Jacksonville kind of finished off the pile. But, you know, these are two positive plays because, you know, we saw some plays there on that drive in the first half where we had to punt where we really just couldn't create anything off the line of scrimmage. And so this is a positive sign here.
Second down and about 8 here for Mountain Home. Pope in at fullback. Misdirection play goes to Hershberger, and Hershberger is going to be pulled down from behind, but not before he moves the pile inside the 25, down to about the 23-yard line. Another first down for Mountain Home.
And drug that guy for about 8 yards.
They'll mark him at the 23. It's a 14-yard pickup for Hershberger. It's 6:42 left in this third quarter. Jacksonville leading 8-7.
You know, it'd be interesting to see if the Bombers can get in the end zone. What do you do on the conversion? Do you go up 6? Or do you try and do something where you can try and make it a bigger lead?
Here's the handoff coming to the near side, and
there's big Gross.
Gain. Yep, that's Gross inside the 20, down to the 15. He's going to pick up 8 on first down.
You can really see him running different tonight. There's been some games where he was still feeling his way. He's getting the ball, and he's just running now. That's one of the things that you have to see as you get back into the game of football, because you can't think when you're running. You can't be worried about where I'm going to stutter step to or feeling your way. I mean, football's a game of delivering the blow, whether you're on offense and defense, and tonight you can see a big difference in his ball carrying.
Pope in at fullback for Mountain Home. Gross is going to get it coming to the near side, bounces it out, pulled down at about the 11-yard line.
They had one man to beat again. Yep. Safety that came up, because their corners are basically right now non-existent. They're walking down to the line. He may have come from a corner slot, but, you know, this just those defensive backs, once you get through that first line of defense in the line, if you can get through there, that's all you have left is a D-back. And Will Gross is a big enough young man that he can make a defensive back pay for trying to come up and make a tackle on him.
6 foot, 200 pounds, and he is solid 200 pounds. First down at the 11-yard line for Mountain Home. And that misdirection play, flag on the play. Hershberger gets the carry. Let's see what the flag is now. It's Hershberger is going to get back close to the line of scrimmage.
Is that going to be two men in motion again? We had some
I thought there was a flag came in there. Maybe not.
If I was if I was Jacksonville, I don't know if I'd have took it.
I don't know what I saw, but it sure looked like a fly came in.
Well, there's no yellow towels on the Bomber, so that's not that either.
So second and 10 after the no gain that time for Hershberger. Gross gets this handoff and slips out of the first tackle, makes his way to the 10, and then he stood up there. It's going to be good for a gain of just over a yard.
Someone's slow. That's Talbert slow to get up from the offensive line.
And now somebody's down for Jacksonville, and they stop the clock, so he'll have to come out now.
One of the big defensive linemen, I think. Is that number 70?
Xavier Wilmer, if it's 70. The numbers are a little tough to see. No, 70's on the sideline.
50.
50, that's Ryan Reddy, one of the defensive ends. So the ball just inside the 10 here for Mountain Home. Third and about 9 for the Bombers. Two receivers out wide right for Mountain Home. Gross will get the handoff, and he is going to be stacked up at the 8-yard line. Well played defensively by the Titans, and it's fourth and long coming up here for Mountain Home. Here comes the field goal unit now for Mountain Home.
Yeah, who's going to make the kick? Carlos is coming out with a block, so he'll be taking this attempt.
It'll be Carlos Cardenas to try the field goal. The ball's at the 9, so this is going to be about a 26-yard field goal. He'll kick it from the 16. Trying to put Mountain Home back on top with 3:35 left in this third quarter. Good snap. Kick is going to be blocked. The Titans get their hands on it. It's going to be covered in the end zone, and it's going to be at the 20-yard line for Jacksonville. Now, Mount Home coaching staff saying that, hey, maybe Jacksonville touched the ball. The Mount Home covered in the end zone. Ryan Mannix is out there talking to the official about it. Jacksonville is going to have the ball at the 20 after the missed field goal. Well, a nice drive for Mountain Home. They get down to the 9-yard line. Have to try the field goal. It's blocked and come away with no points after a nice drive. So now let's see if the defense can get back into first half form. They allowed an 81-yard drive to start the second half on the last possession by the Titans.
Good job by Tabor sliding out from the defensive end position to make the tackle. He's not showing any ill effects from the first half when he had to leave the game.
Bobo picks up 2 on first down. Tabor will lead the DNs right now for Mountain Home. 2:54 left in this third quarter. Jacksonville leads it 8-7. Cobbs to pass. Little swing pass now to that wide to the running back. Bobo came out of the backfield to catch that, and he's stacked up at the 27-yard line. So third down coming up now for the Titans.
You know, there's not a lot you can do defensively when you're in our alignment and they want to throw that little dump pass, that little, you know, it's just a little swing pass into the flat and see what you can do with it. Played it as well as we could and, then, you know, put them into third and about 3.5.
Yep. Fortson back in the game and running back. He's going to get the handoff right up the middle. Runs over defender at the 31. Has the first down for Jacksonville.
And that was all want to by Fortson because he laid a blow and pushed himself ahead to get that first down.
Picked up 5, and it's the 10th first down of the night for the Titans.
Jacksonville looking like they're going to speed things up a little bit too.
Trips to the left side now for Jacksonville. And Mountain Home just jumped off sides. Second penalty of the night against the Bombers.
Yeah, a little reaction stepped into the neutral zone.
Two penalties for 20 yards against Mountain Home. So it's first and 5 now for Jacksonville. Mountain Home subbing out.
Pausch in for Tabor.
Trips to the left side now for the Titans. Play being signaled in from the sideline. Cobbs, quick pass, left side screen. It's going to be complete. McCade makes the catch, has a first down out across the 40 to about the 43-yard line.
That's unfortunate. The Bombers missed a tackle there. They could have stopped him short. Made him work a little harder to get that first down.
Pickup of 6 on that quick hitter. 8-7 Jacksonville. 1:36 left now in this third quarter. Jacksonville with the lead. Mountain Home was up 7-0 at the break.
You know, Brad, there's only one way you can take that away defensively, and that's to come out and play some press coverage, and we just do not have the secondary to do that with.
Here's a handoff for Fortson again, and he's going to pick up about 4 here on first down. Takes it across the 45 out to about the 47-yard line. Second down and 6 for the Titans.
You know, Jacksonville playing really smart right now, just taking their time. They've got the lead, burn this clock, short plays. Just keep positive movement forward.
Motion comes to the near side. Here comes that jet sweep, and the Bombers play it well. Bashir's the first one there, throws him for a loss back at the 44-yard line, a 3-yard loss on the jet sweep.
I have a solid defense. You know, play your assignment, come up, make the play.
28 seconds left on the clock here in this third quarter.
Jacksonville's going to be able to sit on this one and run out the quarter, and we'll go to the fourth.
Yep, 8-7. It's Jacksonville leading Mountain Home after three quarters. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Okay, everybody knows all the things you can do in an Arkansas state park, like hiking, canoeing, mountain biking, swimming, fishing, and so on. But did you know there are almost as many ways to stay? Choose from luxurious lodges, scenic campsites, quirky yurts, and now, camper cabins. An affordable way to get outdoors but still have the comforts of home. More choices mean you can do your park your way. Pick your park and plan your next adventure at ArkansasStateParks.com.